Hey, Groton, Connecticut. Groton, Connecticut. We have left you on Monday morning. We're back in Ohio. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. The C Conference over the weekend was literally an engagement. We had a great time. Great time to see L.A. Marzulli and Richard Grun and many others, Joe and many others that we have met up there. Want to say hello to Sam and to Phil and to Mike and to Paul and Joyce and so many others. Patricia, it was a great, just great to see you face to face. So many of you, and some of you from Maine and from Massachusetts, and other areas, other states. But we had some visitors there in Groton, Connecticut. In Groton, Connecticut, we had visitors. We might have had, according to a report of one of those during lunch. Listen to a couple of individuals that were Masons from the Masonic Temple discussing rituals, discussing many other things at the conference lunchtime, and talked about some pretty strange stuff, and they were going to be leaving and coming back, and this individual overheard the entire conversation, so it might have been that some handlers, some that would oppose the conference, were there. Let me tell you what else. There was a chosen one there. All last week we did a series on the Black Awakening, and we're going to continue that this week. So we want to let you know that a chosen one, if not one, maybe a couple of others, were there. Now one was going to, I was told anyway, wanted to talk to me. They were kind of identified in the beginning. I was they were pointed out to me by an individual that knew them. And again, I'm not going to share a name or anything else. I'm just simply telling you that there was a what we would say high complex, multiple, highly involved. Now, here's the issue. From everything that I had heard, everything that I had seen, and the small engagement, we have an individual on the one hand partially free, on the other hand cult loyal, Nazi oriented, Luciferic oriented personalities, sub personalities that had non-human enhancements that were there to now listen, when it comes to a chosen one, it might be the upfront person that is there for one reason. But let me tell you right now, and let me tell you to the counselors and psychologists and pastors and those that work with DID, SRA, when you have somebody that has, you know, cult-loyal individual parts on the inside, when you have individuals that you don't even know how many more sub-personalities that have not yet come up and talked or identified, then please understand something. You have somebody there that is loyal to the dark side, loyal to the system, loyal to doing harm against the body of Christ, loyal to keeping the underground secret. Now, here's what occurred on Saturday, again, at Groton, Connecticut, at the C Conference, when I was to speak in the final 2 hours. I was going through the session and mentioned Bohemian Grove and brought out some exposure. Now, please understand, that's what the body of Christ is commanded to do. Ephesians chapter 5, expose. And this is one of the indicators of whether a chosen one is really coming out of the dark side into the light of Christ, becoming free, and can be trusted. One of the issues is, will they clearly expose, absolutely rip open the veil on the dark side? Rituals, child abuse, blood rituals, criminal stuff, all the stuff. Will they come out and tell all? Now, for the chosen ones that are listening tonight, and possibly the very one that I'm speaking about, and the sub-personalities that became angry at me, and the sub-personalities, Nazi-oriented, that said that they wanted to kill me there at the conference, that they were plotting. Now listen, there was a disruption in the session. There was a triggering, an inside cult-loyal, coven-loyal, Black Awakening chaos-loyal, Luciferian-loyal personalities came up and engaged. Now, Richard saw and observed and heard, and L.A. saw, heard, and observed. They even heard Twilight language being spoken, which should have been dealt with. They also saw that inside an unhealed chosen one are loyal hidden personalities that came up angry because we unveiled the secrets. We were exposing and telling what they have been tortured and subjugated to and supernaturally layered in satanic secrecy. Once again, I point you to 2 Thessalonians 2, Secret Power of Lawlessness. And all of these undergrounders, and by the way, those listening right now, the reason we need to bring this out again and hit it hard is most are only dealing with the issues of healing, integration, things like that. On a secular side, and I want to say and address throughout this week, those that are working in the areas of psychology, psychiatry, and so forth, that's a losing battle when it comes to real chosen ones. If there are 40 million worldwide, Europe, Russia, England, Canada, America, and no doubt in other parts of the world, no doubt in South Africa and South America. But this is the issue. Nobody's really calculating the numbers anymore. Nobody's including second, third, fourth generation. So we're now estimating and urging counselors and leaders dealing in this field, and maybe any chosen ones that have come out, let's bring out the numbers. On a multinational scale, 100 million satanic super soldiers trained to be the troops of Antichrist, subpersonalities loaded with assassins and, all of those that are going to not only summon the demonic side, know the rituals, know the twilight language, know how to infiltrate, know how to do warfare and ritual warfare. They know how to cut a body. They know how the power of the blood and the raising of the human energies through fear, pain, torture, etc. They know all this. And I'm going to say that one of the tests that a real chosen one is leaving the dark side, and this is what God has spoken to my heart explicitly years ago. They must be willing to absolutely expose the dark side. When a chosen one is found to have subpersonalities that have been taking the information at the church, at the counseling center, about the counselor, coming to a conference, scanning, observing, recording the information, and then sending it to the handlers, and then unleashing it backwards to the coven, to the handlers, to the programmers, splitters, enforcers, and watchers. Then you have, again, someone who is actively opposed to the body of Christ, actively still involved in, grave warfare against the body, has parts inside that can do rituals against individuals in the church, in the counseling center, or at the conference. That means that most likely there may have been handlers around. And handlers know the subpersonalities that have been hidden. Even when counselors, leaders, and others that are working with chosen ones, DID, SRAs, when you haven't gotten to these coven loyal, dark side loyal, new order loyal, highly trained, enhanced subpersonalities, you've got to understand they're still active on the other side of the fence. They're telling on you. They're plotting against you. They have, you have been identified as one to be eliminated when the Black Awakening, when the Great Revolt, when this massive anarchy does occur. I'm going to tell you more about that in a few moments. We got 10 after 6, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Tuesday night the 29th, 2011. For those that are new, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. We have a new listing this week. The theme for the week is Part 2, The Black Awakening. Part 2, The Black Awakening. We have up the PDF file that only has the notes for tonight. I'll put up the Wednesdays and the rest of the week tomorrow, so you can get a new PDF listing for that. There's also a way to get the book, 664 pages, nothing like it out there on the field right now. And we urge you to get a hold of it and use it as a training manual and go over it. Some people have read it three times over already. We're encouraging you to get a hold of the mini cast that we did to give the overview for the week. And if you want to take a look at the website, shadowthedarkness.net, regardless of the background, listen, welcome to the satellite listeners, welcome to the radio internet listeners, and to the thousands of archive downloaders later on. Welcome to those again around the world, Russia, Spain, France, Germany, the UK, Australia, up there in Sweden, and across the board around the world to a new great friend there in Japan, in China. Yes, we want to talk to the military and to the guard, to the government in China. We want to be invited. We want to come there and discuss with you the gravity of what is occurring in the world. Same with Russia. Same with Germany. We'd love to come. We listen, if you don't know who this is and you're brand new, this is Russ Dizdar. On the website, www.shadowthedarkness.net, you'll find bio information and so forth. We're glad to try to give out everything we can. We just got back from the conference late last night, about 11:30 actually, drove straight, other than stopping and so forth on the way in. About 11, 12 hours altogether. Slept in a little bit this morning, did my workout, did my prayers, did my stuff to get ready today. And a number of emails. We got some vital, vital things occurring this week, even before the next conference starting Friday. And going on all day Saturday, the politics of religion. Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's on the website. We're sending out right now emails to a few thousand folks to remind you. We've got it on Facebook. It's out there. Fort Wayne, Indiana. And you can look at those and you can scroll down on the website, shadowthedarkness.net, and see the banner. Register. We want to hope that you are going to come and be a part. So this is a completely different seminar, and the engagement will be completely different than it was in Groton, Connecticut. So we want you to know that we're willing to come just about anywhere. We've got somewhat of an invite and a desire to come. It may be just a REAP trip in Victoria, British Columbia. We've got a request, Sacramento, a request in Minneapolis, a request for Rhode Island, a request for the New York area. We have a request we have already nailed down just exactly the date, we're not sure, but a church in Missouri. And we'll tell you, it's going to be late August or fall time when that comes about. And listen, we're willing to come, and we have information on the web on how it is you can help set us up to come to your area. We love doing it. But we love being right here also with you. Thousands upon thousands of you, and even many of you, from the other side of the fence. Glad that remote viewers are checking in, because you know what's coming. Wednesday night, tomorrow night, after the live, this live show, 6 to 7 Eastern Standard Time, after this live show at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we've got a two-hour live broadcast. Now, the way you get to that is go again to shadowthedarkness.net, scroll down, and you will see where it says, now on Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Ragged Edge, and just click on Listen Live. You can either just listen live direct at 8 p.m. Wednesday nights now, or you can even register in, get into the chat room, maybe even call in and talk. Now, the Ragged Edge we used to do on Sunday nights, we're going to begin this on Wednesday nights. And for 3 weeks, we have a providential, very important, very, very important show we're going to do tomorrow night, and for 3 weeks, about remote viewers. I just got a letter from Brazil, email from Brazil, about an individual down in Brazil that was beginning to get into remote viewing, but they heard a program that Steve Quell and I, and when I discussed remote viewers and the non-human enhancements and the real occult background and the dark side's background, Well, they wrote to me and thanked us for doing that. And they dumped all the material, moved away from the remote viewing. By the way, hello to them. They're probably listening by satellite down in Brazil. And so, again, no names, but I want to say welcome, blessings. Thank you for your prayers, for the email that I got today. And I'm grateful that the Spirit of God, as you've testified in your email, led you away from remote viewing. It is not the Spirit of God that leads people into it. It is clearly dark energy, dark presence that does, though metaskizmazatai, that's the Greek word, that gives reference to the dark side's ability to masquerade itself, to cloak itself, and to draw individuals in. So we have an individual that contacted me that also heard the interview with Steve Quell and myself and then listened to on the website, scrolling all the way down on my website. There is a particular MP3 called A Special Message for Remote Viewers. A message to remote viewers specifically designed, first generation or any others. And this individual listened and then listened to that, said that he got a little bugged with me, a little angry with me, and then looked through it all and realized what was behind it. What was behind, well, listen, this individual's turned completely away from it. They were deeply versed in the practitioner's side of it, deeply versed in it, and definitely connected to first-generation Stargate remote viewers. Now, please understand, if you're a remote viewer, you know the first-generation individuals. And one of those that I've engaged, talked to, and been praying for years, all of them by name, every single one of them by name, has been prayed for, asking God to engage them. And that's why I believe this is very providential. This practitioner of remote viewing has completely renounced it, turned away from it. I will be interviewing him tomorrow night on the live program at 8 p.m. and the next week and the next week, and we'll see how far it goes. So you're more than welcome to engage that, listen to that, but that's what we're going to do on those coming Wednesday nights. And we hope that you'll be involved with that. Now tonight, what is happening because of the conference, this last weekend, Friday night's program was a rerun from the station, and I'm taking that and doing that tonight on Tuesday night. We're doing part two, and if you haven't heard already, the part two this week's going to involve a little more detail. So Tuesday night, we're going to deal with the goal, the number one, chaos, number two, collapse, number three, elimination, number four, the new regime. We're going to deal with that tonight, and vital concerning your response. Then Wednesday night, 6 p.m., who are the chosen ones if there's 100 million? Listen, to those of you in Russia, Romania, the Czech Republic, the Scandinavian countries, Germany specifically, Russia's without question, Italy, in the Vatican, underground, and throughout all of Europe. And England and Ireland and Scotland and Wales and South Africa and South America and specifically Canada, Australia, United States. Why are there up to 100 million designed to be the troops of Antichrist, designed to be super soldiers, designed to have their solical sides split and sub-personalities created, demonized, trained, prepared, and listen, they know they are waiting for, and they are the agents that will be unleashed the moment the Great Revolt is unleashed. I'll talk about that. Wednesday night, we're going to talk about how it is they split them, program them, demonize them, et cetera, et cetera. Thursday night, 6 p.m., we're going to deal with where are they? Why are they in government? Why are they in law enforcement? Why are they in military? Why are they in your churches? Why are they placed there? Infiltration, how to detect, and how to prepare. Friday night, chosen ones, can they be saved, healed, delivered? What is the process? And we're giving out free on that link right there on Friday night, the 24, 25 hours of just basic info on how to bring them to Christ, begin the healing, inner healing, and deliverance, and dealing with programming, etc. So it's all there. Want to make sure that you can get that. Please understand, all of it's free. Everything on the web, thousands right now, MP3s, the courses, all of that. Two of them seem to be having some problems, so we'll try to fix those this week. Once again, no commercials, no product to sell during this live radio broadcast, but we can use your help, your investment, if you believe in this work, if you believe in the total work of Shatter the Darkness, Preemption Broadcast, and all that we do. There is a way to invest, to help, to support. On the website, the simple thing we say, look at the support tab, click it, check it out, and we are grateful. Thank you. At the end of the month, we're ready to jump into next month, taking care of the radio slot and everything else as we're unleashing the book, Awesome Presence, Awesome Power, Awesome Prayer, and Awesome Answers. We will do everything to have that ready in the middle of April, by the end of April, and we hope to see some of you get a hold of that. Again, welcome tonight. It's about 23 after the hour, and we want to just jump right into the content tonight. You're able to email me during the live show if you'd like to. That's at shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. Also, a newsletter will be going out in the next couple of days. You can, again, look on the website, see how to sign up for that. You can also get the Podomatic Preemption Broadcast, Podomatic, sent to you directly, the minicasts sent to you directly during the week, to your iPad, to your iPod, so those kind of things. You can just simply click on that link that talks about the Preemption Broadcast Podomatic. See how to sign up and get it all. Don't forget, Shelly's got a new broadcast too. My wife, Light Along the Way broadcast with Shelly Dizdar. Many, many ladies are writing in. One incredible letter about how that information that she is putting up there has helped save their life. Book of Acts Field Manual, I will, by God's grace, have 1 to 2 new ones up before I leave Friday for those in the training. Acts, a field manual for the end of days. Welcome to all of you. By the way, the local snail mail, if you need to mail things here, P.O. Box, let me say it again, Shatter the Darkness, P.O. Box 755, Uniontown, Ohio, 44685. 44685. Blessings. What a incredible weekend. What a charged evening. Supernatural hour, providential hour. And even for the deep undergrounders that oppose us, that like during the weekend said they wanted to kill us, well, we want you to know, we want God to save you. We want the power, the authority, the might, the grace, the mercy. By the way, everybody, don't forget, in even a hardened, cold, growingly, deeply wicked world, don't lose your love. Jesus warned about that, Matthew 24. Let's not forget the Spirit of God's message in James chapter 5. Everybody knows judgment's coming. Some people feel judgment needs to come now. Well, that's up to God. He's the one. So we release all judgment in the hand of God. He sent His Son not to condemn the world, but to save the world. That's vital information. That's my approach. And James 5 says that mercy triumphs over judgment. God would rather save. God would rather redeem. Soldier, listen to me. Military man, listen to me. Those of you in the dark side, listen for a moment. As the Spirit of God seeks to summon you, God would rather show you mercy, engage you with massive mercy, than judgment. Don't mistake this. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. You don't know Him. You're outside. The reason the Son of God appeared was not only to destroy the devil's works, 1 John 3:8, but listen, He was sent, you can read about it clearly, for the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 17. God sent Him not to condemn, but to save you. What you're hearing right now, the message of Jesus Christ and the work of the Spirit of God, is he's coming right now. He's come to save you, forgive you, break the sin code, break the death code, break the hell's rights and Satan's rights, and implant in you the gift of eternal life, and literally come into your life, making your spirit, your life, alive to God. God loves you. No one loves you more. No one wants you more. No one knows you more. Even for those of you in the darkest, the rot gut blood shedding of the dark side. The Word of God says, where sin abounds, grace much more. Whatever the darkness you've been in, whatever wickedness you've done, whatever detestable things you've done, even those of you that are deep perpetrators, got a picture right now deep under the Vatican, even you, where your sin has abounded and the detestable practices are known and judgment severely is right, let me tell you this. Mercy triumphs over that judgment. You're listening right now. And the Spirit of God indicates that it's a download. You're listening not to the live program, but to a download in secrecy, done so that nobody can detect it. It's you. It's you that God is speaking to you. And if those tears are coming to your eyes, that is telling me that there is a little something left that sheer absolute darkness has not taken. May the Spirit of God, may the extraordinary miracle, may the blood of the living Savior Jesus Christ, may Jesu Christu, with great, great, extraordinary miracle break through to you and everybody else in the underground there. Get out. Repent now. Turn to the living Christ. Give him everything. Risk it all. Listen, better now to give your life to the living Christ, the living God, than to lose your soul forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Come out of it in Jesus' name. Black Awakening, four primary goals. And this is the information that literally can be gleaned from the old occult writers, Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, also Barbara Marx Hubbard, the grandmother of the New Age movement that believes in a coming chaos and the elimination of billions of people. And she thinks it's a good thing for many to be slaughtered. That's a good thing. She has no idea of the metaskizmazitai, the mask that she's embraced. Nothing but bloody, dark, satanic razor blades on the other side of that masquerade of light. New Agers, you have no idea that's what's behind the spirit guides, the ascended masters, alienologists, and those committed to the alien agenda, the alien gospel. You got to understand, again, out of the heavenlies, Archai, Cosmocrators, others, they're making themselves known in that obscure but masqueraded sense. If you don't understand, metaskizmazitai is a simple Greek word the Spirit of God used to describe how it is that Satan on that side masquerades as an angel of light. Behind it all, lethal, eternally destining bloody razor blades for your life. The Black Awakening, and there's no doubt in my mind, listening live, chosen ones. No doubt in my mind right now, there's some warfare being done against me in this show. There are those that want it shut down. There are those, well, maybe by the hundreds now, believers in Christ. I would ask for your prayers. I would urge you to become one of the greatest prayer warriors that you could ever become now. It's vital that we do. Throw up the prayers, cover us, but we acknowledge the sum total of the forces of hell will not prevail against the body of Christ, and that the simple, unstrained authority of the infinite Christ is not really even challenged by the totality of hell's forces. As a matter of fact, the Antichrist, the false prophet, and the entire Satanized regime hidden, existing right now, it only takes the restrainer God has put in place to hold it all back. Now, here's the interesting point. In Groton, Connecticut, guess what we did? We asked everybody, I did anyway, asked everybody at the conference, many of you great folks there, how many believe that the second coming of Christ is less than 10 years away? Well, most all the hands went up. How many believe, I said, that the Antichrist would be revealed within 5 years or less? That the Antichrist, Homo Satanus, would be revealed in 5 years or less? Guess what? The majority of the hands went up. That's true across the board in the last couple of years in all of the conferences I've been to. That's true in the last 10 years of these kind of questions I brought up about the end of days. No question in my mind, billions around the world, billions feel the chaos coming, the destabilization that's ongoing, the rocking of the earthquakes, as Jesus talked about it in Matthew 24, that seems to be coming in rapid succession. We are close to that moment in history when the sovereign God, you've got to understand this in prophetic revelation, once he removes the restrainer, and the only reason the restrainer is there, to restrain something, someone, some system, the restrainer is restraining the underground shadow political, military, economic, luciferic system that is already in place. The Antichrist has already been born, my opinion, and totally busting at the seams to break loose. So is the false prophet. The whole regime is hell-bent, hell-empowered to unleash its great revolt, its black awakening, to unleash it and level everything so they can come to power. One thing and only one thing holds a multinational unleashing that will collapse Australia, Canada, United States, England, European nations across the board, that will bring down the West, bring down the nations. And it's going to be a bloodbath on the streets, a collapse to render helpless, an elimination of pre-chosen targets, Christians, and a new order that will be unveiled. They're not going to have to pull it together. It's already together. This is the emphasis. Believers, check it out. Get a witness of the Holy Spirit. Know the Word of God well. The parousia of the Lord's not going to occur, emphatic in the Greek, until the great revolt and the apocalypse of the Antichrist. Now, hold your thought there for a moment. Back to Revelation chapter 6, the red horse. The inseparable link between the white horse, the red horse, the black horse, and the pale green horse. It all involves billions dying, massive global anarchy, catastrophic collapse, and it's all about the leveling of society and national and government and military, the entire infrastructure and the order that is, in order to bring about an already in place, already empowered, already prepared, highly, highly detailed order that is just, I mean, they are clamoring. They are, the troops are amassed at the border. The only thing holding it back? The sovereign finger of God, the restrainer. Praise God for the restrainer. For the sake of salvation of lives and souls. 2 Peter chapter 3, read about that. But the restrainer, when he's removed, it is guaranteed that the great revolt, inseparably linked to the unveiling, the apocalypse, the visible appearance of Antichrist. Now hear this. The visible appearance of Antichrist is inseparable from the entire multinational global seizing political, military, economic system that will rise with him. He will be unveiled. The system will rise. The false prophet will ascend. Now, I want you to take a look at Revelation 12 and get it down clear. God has given us a picture of an enormous, powerful, it's going to be fast, it's going to be thunderous, it's going to be indefeatable for a period of time. It will rise not by human power, but by a supernatural power, according to Daniel. It will only go down by a supernatural power. I heard George Norrie ask about why we can't stop the Antichrist. Can he be stopped? Can this new world order be stopped? No, George Norrie, it cannot. Because it rises by the darkest pinnacle manifestation of satanic presence and power. It is a supernatural power that brings it into existence visibly to the world. And according to the book of Daniel, it is only a superior supernatural power that will bring it all down. And that is Yahweh. The Ancient of Days will take his seat. Have you read it in Daniel? Do you know it? The Ancient of Days. I know him. His presence dwells in me. I shall see him face to face in Christ. If you know Jesus, you know the Ancient of Days. And when the Ancient of Days, the furthest one back, the infinite, immortal, the immortal, the immeasurable, God, as described in Daniel, the Ancient of Days shall take his seat. Judgment will come about. The demons know this. The dark side's trying to fight against it. That's what Armageddon's all about. But I got to go over right now, the Black Awakening has a series of goals. The dark side, those chosen ones whose cult parts are listening right now, they're going to get angry, they're going to get mad, they're going to do stuff, they're going to tell people. But here is the four-level approach to the great coming, soon coming, chaos, anarchy, catastrophic collapse. Now, I don't have any doubt that it's going to involve national skirmishes, militaries, weapons unleashed. I have no question will incur, will also be earth, immediate earth, you know, earthquakes. And there's going to be, with the removal of the restrainer and this dam breaking and the dark side flooding in, this is a historic event. There is nothing in all of fallen human history to compare this to. This is the unleashing, as a dam breaks, of hell's presence with massive speed, massive thunderous power. The fallen world, the collapsed nations, the broken down governments, military, law enforcement, and infrastructure will not be able to stop this. It is literally a spiritual, into the physical, catastrophic tsunami. This chaos we're talking about is on the level of a multinational, to the point of global anarchy and chaos. Now, here are the four things. Listen up. Number one, the blood, the killing, the slaughtering is a major issue. The unleashing, the triggering of these troops, these sleepers, by the millions worldwide, in Germany, in Russia, in all of Europe, in England, in America, in Canada, That's why they're in your government. That's why they're in your law enforcement agencies. That's why Christians, they're in your churches. They're all around us. Because those who are intact, those who have the sleepers inside, when the activation, the restrainer is removed, a spiritual wave will be unleashed. And there's no question that the possibility of even the voice of the Antichrist, the white horse issue, the conqueror coming on conquest, will unleash the activation. That's true of any chosen one. They will tell you, and I believe without question, it will be the Antichrist that unleashes the activation. Hundreds of thousands of shooters, assassins, those with expertise in explosives, chemicals, everything you can think of, it's going to be unleashed. It is the Red Horse. Have you read about the Red Horse? Can I take a moment with you to go to Revelation chapter 6, vital, chapter 6, verse 3. Listen to the words of God concerning what may be just a few years away. And when he had opened the second seal, this is the high order of prophetic revelation. This is the infallible Spirit of God given, specifically detailed, and unveiled revelation about a irrevocable future. God's giving a heads up. God's giving a warning. Listen to this revelation of God in dramatic, prophetic fashion. We should be struck by it. We should be, this is how John saw it 2,000 years ago. The second seal will be broken. John heard the second. Now notice, the second is not a theron, a beast, not at all. This is not the idea. This is literally just the idea of a living creature, not a theron. So the living creature is going to say this. It's very important here because this is what is unveiled as the words of God. Come and see. There is a call to the reader, specifically to John when he's getting this, but to the reader now, to really fasten your attention on the next verse, verse 4. Interesting. Listen to the background. There goes the sirens. Listen, couldn't have a better sense of alert when I'm reading this verse, verse 4. And then, listen, and there went out another horse that was red. Pyros, fiery red. This is dramatic. This is flashing. This is a massive unleash. This is the picture of this unleashing is with speed, with power, with dramatic fashion. Notice what it says. And power was given to him that sat thereon. Sat on that rider was given the power. Notice this. Look what God says to take peace from the earth. This is a global impacting event. It has not occurred in all of history yet. There is nothing like it on a global scale. It is what the Black Awakening is all about. It's what the Great Revolt is all about. We got something going on around here. Police cars. There's emergency trucks coming down the road. I don't have time to get out of this live show to go, but I'm looking out the windows and I'm seeing them go by. You've heard them. That's amazing to me. But don't take away the focus. Here, listen. The rider of the red horse, this fiery, speed-oriented red horse, take peace from the earth. Take arene, the cessation of hostilities. Take that from the earth. And listen, the power was given to move individuals, and I'm saying that I believe this is in reference to those transmuted, intact, chosen ones, pre-chosen, with the highly trained assassins, explosive experts, killers, butcher, listen, that they should kill one another. And there was given him a great sword that they should svadzo. That's the word. Svadzo. That's taken not from a military term, but from the use in Koine Greek of animal human sacrifice, animal butchery, a bloody butchery. The picture is, on a global scale, there is a instant, massive, with great speed and fierce unleashing, removal of peace from the earth. I have no question that those layered with dark presence and dark powers, those wanting to harm, those wanting war, those wanting bloodshed, well, they'll be pushed. There will be border wars and skirmishes and missiles and so forth. But when it comes to the troops of Antichrist that have been prepared, that have the sleeper programmed, demonized, and ready, we have engaged them. We have seen them activated. We have seen the cold, black, demonized, programmed eyes. We've watched the face contort. We've watched their speed, their ability to seek to slaughter without conscience. Now, someone's going to say, this is fearful, Russ. This is scary. Well, yes, it is. God is unveiling what the dark side is going to do to the world that we live in. This is, if you just hide for it, doesn't mean it's not going to happen. If you're so spiritually weak as a spiritual leader not to talk on this subject because you don't want the people, then listen, you are unfaithful to the living Christ who saved you at a bloody cross and death and resurrection. God, in this high order of the infallible prophetic revelation, is giving the information. Every spiritual leader and every believer nowadays needs to use this in your witness. When people are saying in the university, by the way, I was at Harvard, Sunday afternoon, late afternoon? Matter of fact, a guy bought me a Harvard shirt. If I wear it at all, Harvard had a different start than what it is now. Wish I could have stayed there all day. It would have been a great, I would have been just wanting to go hog wild evangelistically. Professor at the Harvard, listen, Harvard, I'd love to come. Let me come to your class. Let me talk a little bit. Because what we're talking about here is future history in exact detail, and nobody's going to stop this. Because the dark side has plotted it. Because they're prepared. Peace will be taken. When the restrainer is removed, peace is taken from the earth. And instantly, as a dam would break, the pressure bulging against that dam wall, the wall of the dam, will unleash. You can be sure. The unleashing will simply be as this God-chosen word, svadzo, a butchering, killing on a scale, on a global scale, on a multinational scale. They are coming. They are coming. They are coming. Chosen ones that are getting out, tell everybody. Tell the story. Get everybody prepared. Get everybody ready. Counselors and others working with individuals, get this information out. Bring the warning. Those of you that can, get a hold of the book, The Black Awakening. In great detail, we go over it. In great detail, we go over this. The number one issue in the Great Revolt, the Great Rebellion, this Black Awakening, this Red Horse event is slaughter. The number one issue, slaughter. Please hear me out. If you understand, and I know that real Luciferians and real Satanists understand what a human sacrifice is all about, the terror, the fear, and the shedding of blood that actually draws demonic presence. Not only will, when the restrainer is removed and this is all unleashed, there be a tidal wave worldwide of manifested presence that will, I believe, be felt and sensed like thick molasses in the air to the ground all around the world. The manifestation of sheer demonic power spirits in the programming of chosen ones who will be out for one thing: bloodlust, chaos, and anarchy, slaughtering their pre-chosen targets, anyone else in random ways, attacking those pre-chosen ones in government, military, law enforcement, sabotage, explosions, fires, hunting down, going to those wherever they've been assigned to go. Slaughter, slaughter, slaughter. Svadzo. Have you read that word? Do you want to go and take a look at it? A simple site like Biblos.com. Looking up that Greek word, svadzo. That itself shows me that it's almost as though this is a ritual done on a multinational level, and it will bring a revel, a fierce frenzy of the dark side to this side. It is a wide open, it's not just a ritual being done in your city as has been done for the last 50, 60 years, summoning powers and releasing them. This is going to release demonic presence. Nothing in history compares to this. And yes, we're here to expose it. The second part of this massive Black Awakening chaos, the goal, collapse and render helpless all the nations that I've listed. United States, you will fall. Canada, you will fall. Australia, you will fall. England, you will fall. New Zealand, you're going to fall. Ireland, you're going to fall. Scotland, Wales, you're going to fall. Germany's going to fall. Russia's going to fall. There's going to be, not to the point of annihilation, they don't want to do that because they want the resources, but a collapse so severe, so almost total, that it renders nations helpless. When sabotage in military and bases and law enforcement and government and the infrastructure and the electrical grid and the food chain and water supply and all of this occurs, you better believe that this is what the old occultists by the demon spirits talked about, a cleansing. From the Masons, by the way, who were there in Groton, Connecticut, spying out the meeting most likely and maybe doing something against it, I don't know. May God unveil where you are and who you are and deal with you. And if you're listening, either you turn to the living Christ, get out of what you're in, or you will lose your soul and burn, buddy. Absolute. A collapse so horrible, you know what? The world feels that's what's coming. The world, it is the kind of picture people in their emotional state, in their consciousness around the world, you know what they're doing? They're running away from the tower, the burning, smoking tower. Remember, do you remember 9/11? Remember watching the second plane hit? You remember watching the whole thing as the people are coming out? People are flying out the building to their deaths, and others are running with black smoke and things in their nose. Everybody's running everywhere, looking over their shoulder for the collapse. You know what I think? You know what I think by the billions right now? People are looking over their shoulders. They feel it in the air, a collapse coming. Third point of it all, elimination. They are trained and they have already chosen, may have taken pictures of your home, your church, your leadership. They in government, military, law enforcement, all across the board, the intact chosen ones who have the sleeper assassin personality demonized on the inside, when they are activated, when they're unleashed, they are coming after you. They're coming after you to eliminate you. They're going to go after believers. They've got to eliminate a lot of spiritual resistance, a lot of anyone considered a resister of the new order. They've got to go out and eliminate. Number four, the whole reason for this massive Black Awakening, anarchy, collapse, chaos, a new order that's already waiting in the wings, that God reveals, Revelation 12, God reveals in Daniel, that is a fierce, very fast, very, very, powerful. I mean, they are going to take the world by storm. Listen, the Nazis, the stormtroopers, and all of that, but nothing but cheer choir boys in comparison, as they say. A new order is waiting. It's going to come. They've got to have this massive blood shed, and they've got to have this collapse, and they've got to eliminate the resistors, and then they come, as in their view to the world, a savior to the world. The voice of an ancient hate, Satan in human skin will speak. Now let me ask this in the last 5 minutes. How do you prepare for this? Number one, in Christ, know the savior of the world. This is all about, you know why the Antichrist? Because of the real Christ. What he did in the first time, and that he's coming again. The whole reason for a new world order, for an Antichrist, a regime, and the coming Armageddon, the whole reason is because of the real Christ. What side of the fence are you going to ultimately be on? Your crystals, spirit guides, potions, remote viewing, not even your weapons will save you. Jesus Christ blasted apart the finality of death. He is the Savior, and he can bring into your life the gift of eternal life. Jesus said it, I am the resurrection and the life. If any man believe in me, though he die, yet shall he live. You want eternal life? You want to live forever? You want to see the face of God? You want an indestructible, immortal body? You want to know what's going on? In Christ. Do you know him? Come to Christ. Number two, major study of the Word of God, prophetic revelation, as we're doing. Number three, Christians, deep, deep experience in the Holy Spirit, discernment, close walk to Jesus. Number four, active in prayer and soul winning and witness to the very end. Do the mission of God. It's the place of the greatest power of God. Number five, look. Look and expose. Look and see what's going on based on biblical prophetic revelation. Number six, be prepared to spiritually and in every way fight. Fight. Can a dark one get out? Can a chosen one get out? Absolutely. If you're listening, if perpetrators are listening, may God engage you. May God engage you with the incredible power and an extraordinary hand right now. Absolutely repent. Do all that you can. Turn to Jesus. Whosoever, listen to the word of God, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Turn to the living Christ. Ask him for salvation, deliverance, healing. Turn your life. Fight to get out. Fight to tell the truth. Fight to expose the dark side. Do it now, please. Do it now. For those in Christ, a great word of hope for today. Book of Romans chapter 8. Have you read this? What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Have you read that? How about verse 37? Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I would say that you and I should memorize verse 37, 38, 39. Let me read it again. Let the Spirit of God speak it out clearly. Yet in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height or depth or any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Good night.